Our question is not question name Joseph Goodrich, JOSEPH, Joseph Goodrich, GOODRICH. Date of birth 7/27/1945. Date of visit 1/11/2013. HPI presents for evaluation for elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit. Period. Patient is a elderly gentleman with five medical history significant for coronary artery disease and stenting, who is on antiplatelet agents, who also has been on testosterone injections, was found to have elevated hemoglobin and hematocrit on various occasions, and so referred to me for further evaluation and management. At the time of interview and examination, patient denies any history of chest pain or shortness of breath, no headaches or visual problems, has extreme fatigue, has not had any issues with blood clots in his legs or lungs, according to him. He is not a smoker at the current time. He quit smoking about 45 years ago. Assessment and plan, elderly gentleman with abnormal RBCs and hemoglobin and hematocrit. Discussed with patient about the etiology being primary with polycythemia vera or myeloproliferative disorder versus a secondary polycythemia, secondary to testosterone injections. I have reviewed the lab work sent from Dr. McCray's office, MCCRAY, and on various occasions his hemoglobin was in the range of 19. I suspect most likely he has secondary polycythemia with testosterone injections. At the current time, I advised him to stop the testosterone injections. We'll proceed with repeat CBC and erythropoietin levels and advised him to get on to blood donation program. Patient will follow up with me in 2 weeks and further studies depending on his clinical course and lab test results. Next paragraph, thank you, Dr. McRae, for consulting me and allowing me to be part of the patient's care. I'll keep you updated on his clinical course. End of dictation on Joseph Goodrich.